New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen on early break. Bill Bush out today, back tomorrow. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And we will learn tomorrow from Bill what Shindaddy has going on in Creighton.
Shindaddy?
He's probably fending off pirate bugs up there, though.
Apparently, pirate bugs are a bigger problem than I thought.
I sent you an article. I texted you an article
about
this.
Yeah, you did. And then you got some...
Oh, we got response.
You got a lot of response, to your pirate bug issue.
Okay, we got a couple I want to read here before I move on.
And I think they're kind of called minute.
Minute pirate bugs.
Yeah, minute pirate bugs. Go ahead.
Brian from the text line says, yes, Jake, I hate those things, as in the pirate bugs. We took our family last year to a pumpkin patch... Had to leave after a half hour because the pirate bugs were so bad.
Wow. So it affected them to that degree. I've never been affected to that degree. Apparently you have while you're playing tennis.
Yes. That was when I first discovered them. 2009 in the fall, shirt off, playing tennis at Hannibal Park in Beatrice, saying, what are these devil bugs on me, biting me?
Hannibal Park.
Hannibal Park. It's a great tennis court. Shout out to Beatrice.
Well, thank God bless you.
Unnamed texture says, amen, brother. I tried to sit on my deck last night.
Yes.
Enjoy a beverage.
Yes.
And it was eaten alive by those little bleeps.
Damn.
Get rid of all the pirate bugs.
And off the spray.
Doesn't work.
Does not work. Hmm.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Says, the small black bugs. Yes. Those small black bugs. That's what we're talking about.
There must be Ankeny. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Anne in Ankeny. Sorry. She says, those small black bugs.
We have an Ankeny listener.
Hizzlebear says, it feels like a needle prick. Yep, that's the one.
Yep, that's it. That feels like a needle prick. I've had that sensation. I didn't think anything of it. I mean,
told you. Now you know it's not just a weird sharp pain in your body. It's a bug.
As you know, I think you'd say this about me. You've worked with me. I handle discomfort very well. Maybe not.
I think you do.
Yeah, I do. I don't think about it. I've felt that needle prick before. Just hit my arm, scratched it, and thought, "What was that?" and moved on.
Now Corey goes back to something I should have addressed this also.
What's that?
You were talking about ticks, which are parasites.
Ticks,
and if they burrow their head, you could get Lyme disease. You know,
sure, I probably have Lyme disease. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I had it.
Corey says, Corey Lincoln says, so Sip just lets ticks hang on his body and feast on him. Then they fall off eventually.
I've had that mindset. I don't know that it's actually happened. I've been warned by various people in my life. You might have a tick or two. Be careful.
Walking through the tall grass.
Yeah. Never really paid it much mind, Ben. Ben's aghast right now. Ben, here I am.
But you're fine.
A picture of health.
He's here.
Right.
The beacon of health.
Yeah.
Someone else says about the pirate bugs. I was at a wedding at Nebraska City at the Arbor Lodge, and the pirate bugs were everywhere.
Wow.
I hated being a bridesmaid at that point.
God dang, these are an issue.
Bugaboo. Literal bugaboo.
A literal bugaboo. Bill would be incredibly proud of you right now. Bill, I hope you're listening. Jake's, this finest hour. He came up with a bugaboo about a bug.
And they are a bugaboo. By the way, on YouTube, William says, late to the show, just started going from the beginning, is Sip giving fashion advice to Jake?
A little bit. I mean, Ben mainly was.
Which was about what, again, for those just tuning in? Ben,
I came in today, and in our lighthearted banter, and it was lighthearted. I hope everybody understands. I said, what's up, dork? You're the Royals dork or something like that.
Lighthearted.
And
take Ben, the shots. And Ben said what?
And Ben came in and said something along the lines of, I wanted to say the same thing. I just didn't.
Yep.
And that got you.
That triggered me. I expected it from you. When right. Ben tries to pile on, I'm like, I'm sorry you have deprived yourself of fandom at age 20 and you're just living a corporate life now where you just have to live, wear gray every day. You work.
Ben, are we living a corporate life?
You go home. There's no joy beside once you eat food, and even that's not enjoyable. The rare beer you can enjoy. I refuse to give in to that life. I refuse.
The mundane.
Yeah, the mundane life.
The mundane.
Some days are mundane. I will not let every day be mundane.
What would you do if I showed up in Raiders gear?
I'd be so proud. Raiders. I would not say dork. I'd say, I am so proud of you right now.
Raiders quarter zip with a Raiders cap. I'd look like John Gruden himself.
Yes, you would. I'd say, this is, now we're talking. I mean, Bill wears an Oilers hat almost every day.
He does, but he doesn't wear Oilers gear besides
I don't care.
Ben says if I showed up in Raiders gear, quarter zip, and cap, he'd be freaked out. You would be freaked out, wouldn't you? And it could be worse.
I actually encourage that for you.
It could be worse. What if I showed up in Florida State gear? Florida State gear, which I could. My brother.
Well, why wouldn't you do that? Please. At 1-5, you should do that.
Show you would your call actual, me Jimbo.
Show
What's
your
up,
support.
Jimbo?
Yeah, show your support at 1-5 that you actually care still, that you're locked in.
You've always cared about the Royals.
I have.
Through
well,
thick and thin.
I was a Cardinals fan a long time ago, but I betrayed them when they were actually very good. They had just won a World Series and I'm done. I'm going to go be a
because
Royals fan.
Because people were following
Because
him.
We were carrying the Royals at the station. I had a lot of access to them. And I closest team to the state, you know, to us. I'm glad I made that change.
Get you over there.
I
Let's get to the freshman All-Americans.
Yes, 464-5685, call or text as always. Yesterday, saw from your employer on three. Hut, hut,
hut. Hut, hut,
that was not it. He said, hut, hut, hut.
Yeah, that's it. You're that's right. It. Well, there's different cadences.
There are. Bill would be just like so upset with us right now with that attempt.
Sure would be.
Nebraska per on three. Has two mid-season freshman All-Americans. You won't be surprised to hear the names of Dylan Raiola and Ja'Cory Barney. I ask you this question, though, Sip. They have been very, very, very important to Nebraska's success offensively, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any concerns about them or someone like Carter Nelson hitting the proverbial freshman wall in the second part of the football season?
I'll start with Ja'Cory Barney as it applies to that question. No, because I think with Barney, I'd like to see more use. You know, I think what keeps him from hitting the wall is they don't have to rely on Ja'Cory Barney. They have Isaiah Nayor and Jamal Banks. You would put Thomas Fedoni in that group. You would put you'd put Janarin Bonner and Jalen Lloyd. How do I forget Jalen Lloyd? Alex Bullock. No, you don't have to. You don't have to rely on him. You don't have to lean on him too much. I'd like to see him get the ball more. That would be more my concern with Barney is getting the ball more, not a wall. And the other reason I don't worry about Ja'Cory Barney hitting a wall is because of his profound love for the sport. He just wants to be a baller. This is not hard labor for him. You've heard Marcus Satterfield say he approaches practice like recess. It's like recess. It's fun time. Jake, Bill would tell you this if you were sitting there today. Not all players love it. They don't all love it. They all probably like it, but it's to varying degrees. Some guys, like Ja'Cory Barney, it literally feels like recess when he's on a practice field. Dylan Raiola, do I worry about him hitting a wall?
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Not necessarily, except for one factor, and that is kind of the pressure on him is a little bit more than I would have wanted if I were the program leader. I don't know. I wish there was someone on that side of the ball taking a little pressure off of him in the form of perhaps, say, you had a great running back, like even a running back like the Rutgers guy, Munungai, yeah.
Kyle Munungai.
I mean, sorry, Ben. That was a horrible attempt at Kyle Munungai's name.
That was better. Good job.
Somebody like that to take some pressure off, like someone that was threatening to lead the Big Ten in rushing, or even Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State, who happens to be a freshman receiver. Just somebody to take a little heat off Dylan. I wonder a little bit about him a little bit more.
Again, I'm not going to say that the Rutgers game was hitting a wall. Mm-hmm. He can have a bad game.
Right.
Now, he has a bye week to get right, if he's banged up, get healthy. I think he's healthy at this point.
But he did get hammered that game.
He did get hammered. Yeah. He had four sacks and got hit another time as well. Yeah. So, again, I'm not going to say that that's the start of a sign of things getting bad for Dylan. I think he's a great quarterback.
Right.
But I think he could be potentially prone to some sort of a freshman wall at some point.
Right. Well, like I said, I guess physically, I didn't go down that road, but yeah, physically too. We talked about how physical this league is, and Rutgers is certainly that. And he got up slow a few times. Now, I want to make sure I make this clear. He showed no physical signs of any kind of physical ailments when he came to the podium after the game. He's fine. Now I've also seen guys come to the podium after games that seem to be fine and weren't, but I think Dylan's, I haven't heard anything to suggest Dylan's hurting physically, but he has a lot on him. Just leading the program now.
Well,
as a freshman,
let's go back to 2 weeks ago. We said we don't worry about him.
I really don't.
And he's six games into his college career.
Right.
And after three games, he said, we don't worry about him. That shouldn't happen.
Well,
that's how good he has been, or how much you just trust him.
Right, it's a good thing. Right, it's amazing. Now, here's what if I were the, I love doing this thing, Jake. That if I do, I fancy myself like, not fancy myself, but I kind of try to put myself in the position of the Nebraska head coach. And if I were the Nebraska head coach, I would be all out to put a great player or players around him, all out. I mean, to take pressure off of him. And then when you're in taking pressure off of him, you're obviously enhancing an offense that needs it, frankly. It's not running the ball as well as it should. It's not. I mean, last week they were 86 nationally in rushing. In rushing offense, I've not seen the updated stats. But 86th? That's not where we wanted to be. Rule talked about it yesterday. You might have that sound. We talked about that. But Rule talked about it at varying stages of the press conference yesterday that they're not where they want to be in the rushing game. He talked about the running backs needing to turn those 12-yard gains into 50-yard gains. But it's also an offensive line discussion. If you look, I happen to have them in my hand. This is amazing. The grades, the Pro Football Focus grades from the game against Rutgers. And if you look at the run grades for the offensive line, they're not good, except for Justin Evans. He graded high. But the rest of the offensive line, Bryce Benhart, Gunnar Gutula, Ben Scott, and Henry Litovsky, the starting line, they didn't grade well in the run game. They graded well in the pass game, though. And I don't know. I'd have to look back over the totality of the season to see if that's been the case regularly. But I thought the run game would be more potent than it is. And the reason we're talking about this is because it would take pressure off Dylan.
It would. They've had to get creative in the run game with jet sweeps.
And then those get shut down. Rutgers was ready for that.
They were.
So now, you know, we talk about Marcus Satterfield. Marcus Satterfield is a play caller. And and it's always hard for me to be overly critical of play callers because there's so much information we don't know in that realm. But I will tell you this, it's hard to call plays when you're not getting much done up front in the run game. It's hard to call plays when you're, hey, how often the other day were you second and nine, second and
too
10?
Many times.
And what do you do as a play caller? You're handcuffed.
And the defense knows what's going to happen. Exactly. You're going to throw the football.
Right. So some of that is you can be the best play caller in the world on second, eight, second, nine. Good luck.
So there you go.
But anyway, yeah. Much deserved, Dylan and Ja'Cory Barney being freshman All-American. Do I got 1 second here?
You do.
Mike Schaefer, God bless him, talked about this the other day. But look at the guy. It's not just those two as true freshmen that are strong, that are playing at a high level. I kind of wish that Carter Nelson would have gotten a few more snaps because I think he could have been a freshman All-American. Rule talked about that yesterday. There's so many guys on that. There's so many guys they want to get the ball to. Sometimes you just can't get it to all of them. Carter Nelson, as a true freshman, is playing well. Look at the Vincent Shavers. Jake played 34 snaps against Rutgers. Contemplate Vincent Shavers for a second. Playing against Rutgers, 34 snaps against the Big Ten's leading rusher.
About half the snaps that they had, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, about. Yeah, it is. I think it's 69.
About half.
70 or 69. Rutgers, one team had 70, one had 69. So, yeah, about half. Willis McGahee is playing now. McGahee only played 6 snaps, but he played at key moments. They're not afraid to stick Willis McGahee into the game when the game is in the balance.
They're playing a lot of players. They rotate a lot in there.
They sure do. Okay.
I mean, you saw Van Poppel. He's not true. He's a redshirt.
He's a redshirt, but still.
You saw him play a lot of snaps, or, you know, several snaps.
Well, I will tell you
how. How many snaps did he have?
15. He played 15 snaps. You're also seeing Keona Davis play a lot. Now, he only played 5 the other day, but he's been playing a lot. Keona Davis is a true freshman that they love. We don't talk about Mario Buford, but he played 6 snaps the other day.
They rotate a lot of guys in.
They do. It's certain positions. They're not. They don't rotate a lot of guys in the secondary. In the secondary, Jake.
Yeah.
Gifford, 71 right. Snaps. Buford, 70. Singleton, 68. Sierra Wright, 67. Hartsog, 59. They only played 2 other guys, Buford and Jeremiah Charles. They rotate a lot of guys up front, though, and really at linebacker too. They played a lot of guys at linebacker. So there you go.
Before we get to break, if you are a farmer, you like to farm. You want to make sure that you are excel at that, right? You need somebody else to help you out with your grain marketing plan. Yeah. You're not good at that. You're not supposed to be. You need help for that.
Right.
That's where Trados comes in, Sip.
Right.
You call them. They help you. They know when to sell, when to get everything figured out there. Go Trados.com. GOTREDAS.com. Please contact them today for any sort of grain marketing questions you have.
Yes, they're specialty.
In this harvesting time.
I mean, you'd call them a specialty business, right?
I would. And they know what they're doing.
Specialty business.
Yeah. They know what they're doing at Trados. Go Trados.com. When we come back, Sip, time for a week 5 edition of NFL Winners and losers.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
That's next on Early Break on The Ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.